Hello, I'm Tom Moan, and today I'm beginning an old and yet continuing adventure. In 1968, my family and I returned to Tulsa, where I became the general manager of KORU-FM and Oral Roberts, radio announcer. At that time, from 1968 until March of 71, I had a daily program entitled Good Morning, Brother Pilgrim. And now, after 50 years, I'm resurrecting it with a new title, Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim. And a pilgrim is a person who's on a journey, and in this case, a journey of the kingdom of God on earth as Jesus prayed. So I hope you'll join me as we look into the past, the present, and the future.
This is the Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim podcast with Tom Moan for May 3rd, 2019.
Well, once again, good morning, fellow pilgrims. What a delight it is to be with you again. And I invite the Holy Spirit to enable us together to experience the resurrected one, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. We've just come through the Easter season of the church and its remembrance of the resurrection. And we've been talking in the last two or three podcasts about the second coming of Jesus Christ. A couple of podcasts ago, I talked a bit about the tension that exists between his first coming and his second coming. And he has mentioned it so many times in the portions that I've read in the last podcast from Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all speak of a second coming. And that is so important for us as Christians. I also explained that over the years, when I became a Christian through the charismatic renewal, and people would talk about the second coming, it was such a revelation to me. And when I would read about it in the scripture, I would feel, you know, I'm just not certain I understand this. And there were so many explanations and I became confused. And for many years, I just kind of pressed it aside and said, this is too much for me. I can't deal with it. But over the past month or two, maybe 3 months, it's come back roaring to me that I need to be at least familiar with the passages in Scripture where Jesus talks a great deal about his second coming, and that there is something that you and I can learn from it. And so I'm going to try to just read a couple of other things that express and speak of the second coming. This morning, just as an example, my wife and I have been reading and completing this morning from the 21st chapter of John's Gospel. And it's when, you know, Peter is told or asked by the Lord, do you love me, and all of that. And then he says this, and I'm going to read it, in 21:21. Peter said, Lord, what about this man? Of course, he's referring to John. And Jesus said, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. This saying, therefore, went out among the brethren that the disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? And that's a question mark. Then I was led back into the 16th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, where he's talking about discipleship. I want to pick it up and read four or five verses from the 16th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, verse 24, Matthew 16, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. For what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then recompense every man according to his deeds. Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who shall not taste death until they are, till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Those are kind of perplexing verses to me. This is before he delineates much more in the 25th chapter. But it's important because he said, coming in his kingdom. Did he mean Pentecost at that time when the Holy Spirit would come and the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom? One of the verses that we read in Matthew 24:14 has been one that's just been so important to me. He said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. And then he goes on for many more verses talking about his second coming. Now, throughout the history of the church, almost every age has had some teaching about the second coming of Jesus. Many believed, like the Apostle Paul said in the, I think it's in Thessalonians, he almost expected the Lord Jesus to come in his lifetime. And as we know, he didn't. And there were many people down through the history of the church who said, he's coming again. He's coming now. He's coming soon. And for me, as a young Christian, it became very important for me to try to understand why these people were so concerned about the second coming of Jesus Christ. Because Barbara and I, by the grace and the mercy of God, came to know him through his first coming. And as we read the scriptures, we couldn't help but read the great texts about a second coming. And as I've mentioned on several previous podcasts, there is a tension between his first coming and his second coming. And it's vitally important for you and I to understand why in the world he wants that for us. Attention there. He's coming again. Or does it mean he came again in Pentecost? Or does it mean he came again much later in ways that we don't understand his second coming? There are several good teachings out today on it. I remember mentioning a couple of podcasts ago that after Barbara and I became Christians, we began to hear a lot of teaching about the second coming of Jesus. And some of it disturbed us, and some of us just, it was so much of a question mark, we just kind of set it aside. But recently, we've just been renewed in expectancy. The Holy Spirit seems to be stirring it up within us. I don't mean by saying that I think he's coming now, but I do want to say that it's important that we realize that he is coming again. And could it be today? Could it be tomorrow? I want to read something from a devotional that I read most every day, and it's from John Eldridge, and it's from his daily devotional from April the 20th, 2019. And it's on the second coming, and I thought, you know, this is rather helpful, and I'd like to read it to you, please. Again, this is John Eldridge's devotional from April the 20th, 2019, on the second coming. Here's what he writes. Where is this supposed coming? The current expression of that goes much more cleverly like this, quote, but every age has thought that Jesus was about to show up. Even Paul did, and he was wrong. Who knows when it could be? It might take another 1,000 years, unquote. It sounds so reasonable, except for the fact that this is the forbidden attitude. Yes, every age has thought that Christ would return any moment, and well, they should. They are right to do so because any moment could have been their moment. They were right to have expected his return because they were commanded to by Christ himself. They were wise to do so because it is the antidote to so many harmful things when the, quote, wicked servant, unquote, embraces the posture that his master is still far off. He turns his heart toward the indulgences of this world, trying to slake his kingdom thirst with everything within reach. And then he quotes this from the Gospel of Matthew. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil and jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." And while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet. The door was shut. Later the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Matthew 25:1-13. If this doesn't stir in you that good old tonic called the fear of the Lord, I don't know what will. Half of those waiting for it are shut out of the feast, and all that follows after. Now I appreciate how forthright Jesus is on the matter. He admits in every story he tells that it looks like his coming is a long ways off. In this one, he admits the bridegroom was a long time in coming. Jesus doesn't dodge the matter, but he goes right on with the very same lesson. Keep watch. Look for his coming. Be ready. Keep your lamps burning, even if it comes in the second or third watch. I just so appreciate John Eldridge doing that and talking about it, because it's important for you and I to realize that the second coming of Jesus is to keep us in tune. Many people believe in our day and time, and some people, they have different expressions of this, but they believe that many of the things that speak of the end times, such as apostasy going on within the church, false teachers, false prophets. I mentioned in one of the new translations, the New Living Bible, I read from Matthew 25, where he said, "In those days, those false teachers and prophets will come and give a message that people really enjoy hearing. It will please their flesh. The message will be, God wants you to be absolutely healthy and absolutely wealthy." Well, I don't think God wants us to be impoverished and sick, but I also believe that may not be the right emphasis. When I think of the New Testament and read in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things," which were food, shelter, and clothing, "shall be added to you." Don't get anxious about those sorts of things. My point is that the second coming theology, however you're receiving it in these days, is to keep you prepared like the five virgins with their oil ready. Be ready, be ready. Don't be seduced by the world, the flesh, and the devil, by the eyes of the flesh or the pride of life. And that's the temptation that the church has been in. I believe I've seen some churches enter into blatant apostasy. Many people are called to stay in the denominations and bear testimony, but many are being called out because in the churches that they've attended, by no means all churches, but many, have just embraced the world, the flesh, and the devil. And they've called evil good and good evil. In fact, they've even spoken of good as people are critical, narrow-minded, judgmental, and bigots, etc., if they hold fast to the testimony of the Word of God. So the second coming is extremely important to keep us sensitive to the Lord Jesus 24/7 at all times. Keep our lamps full. I do want to add one other thing as I close this podcast. I have a dear friend, Dr. Al Holderness, who has studied over many, many years the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's been something that he just enjoys studying about. Well, in our meeting, which I have on Tuesday mornings with a group I've known for better than 30 years, I've asked Al if he would come and teach on the second coming, and he has the last 2 weeks and probably will for 2 more weeks teach on the second coming of Christ. You can go to MoanMinistriesBookstore.com, and under there you'll find previous teachings. And the teachings that Al is doing will be available to you there, and I think you may find them a great blessing. He's so excited about it, and so are we. We are so grateful for his coming and his sharing. So, as we close today, my prayer is very simple. Lord Jesus, keep us daily, moment by moment, walking by your Spirit, living out of the oil of your blessed presence. We know you're coming again. If it's today, great. If it's tomorrow, great. Whenever it is, as the scripture tells us, Jesus, you don't even know. Only our Father knows. But you did tell us there would be signs. And many of those signs seem to be cropping up in the history of the church. And right now they're cropping up again. But we just invite you to keep us sensitive to the Spirit of God and walk as though each day was the day of the coming of the Lord. So, I hope you get a chance to hear Dr. Holderness. I hope you'll have a chance to invite the Spirit to enable you to study the second coming. May the Lord bless this time, and may the Holy Spirit fill you to overflowing with joy and peace. Amen and amen.
This podcast is available for free download in iTunes and at MoanMinistriesBookstore.com. Sarah Rahm's album, Days of Rain, is available on iTunes and most streaming platforms.